This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado's federal lawmakers split along party lines when it came to a short-term government funding measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted against a short-term government funding measure over health care. Hickenlooper blamed the shutdown on Republicans, saying Democrats are ready to work with Republicans to lower health care costs for Americans. Colorado Republicans, however, countered Democrats were holding the government hostage over a costly policy proposal. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd said House Republicans passed a responsible plan to keep the government open that did not have any partisan riders and keeps funding at current levels. The Senate is expected to vote again on the House bill and keep doing so until it passes. Meanwhile, the House will remain on recess until next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A statue pulled from a downtown Fruita art display is set to have a new home. The piece was removed within a month of its installation because of concerns it showed female genitalia. Artist Pavia Justinian says the sculpture will be reinstalled on private property at a brewery about a block away from where the piece was initially displayed. A celebration for the change is set for October 18th. A program that paired wild horses with inmates at a Colorado prison is ending. The move has volunteer groups looking for other ways to help place captured horses. George Braunice is president of the group Friends of the Mustangs.
We might be pivoting and looking at working with veterans and at-risk children in inner cities or what have you. Because, I mean, horses can benefit anybody that interacts with them.
The Wild Horse Inmate Program in Canyon City operated for more than 30 years. The Bureau of Land Management announced the end of the arrangement last week. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for supporting your statewide public radio service.